Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Motherkind Moment with me, your host, Zoe Blasky. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for hitting that play button. This is your place on a Monday for calm connection and maybe even a shift in perspective before the crazy week ahead. I've chosen this clip today because I needed to hear it. It's with Mel Wells. She is a best-selling author and eating psychology and women's leadership coach. And in this clip, Mel explains how to shift your relationship with your body to focus not entirely on what it looks like, but how it feels as well. Did you know that average women will be exposed to around 5,000 advertising messages a day? Isn't that crazy? And many of those, of course, will be about how we should look and what we should buy in order to look quote unquote better. So it's no wonder if, like me right now, you might not be feeling so confident about how you look. So I've chosen these words for us today to be a powerful reminder for me and for you that you are absolutely beautiful, whatever you look like. Here it is, and please do share it if there's another mum in your life that you want to have this shift in perspective today.
I think it's so important to think of your body as something that you have a relationship with rather than something to look at, because we're so much more than what we see in the mirror. And although that is usually what creates a negative relationship with our body, is like, oh, it doesn't look the way that I want it to look anymore.
God, that's so interesting. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. So like usually we hate our bodies or we say awful things to our bodies because of how they look. But if we can kind of realize that we're so much more than what we see in the mirror, you know, you don't love someone because of how they look.
I was about to say, with our children,
yeah,
it doesn't matter what they look like.
Right.
We adore
it's
the essence of them.
Exactly. It's the essence of them. It's who they are. It's the same with, you know, our partners. You don't disown your partner because they look different than they looked a year ago.
No.
You know, if they gain a few pounds, you know, you still love them, right? It's still
do.
The same person.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't really be any different for you, especially if you've been given this, you know, the gift of motherhood, as I say.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stresses, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And therapy is a space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy is just an incredible, safe, non-judgmental space. I absolutely love it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which I think as busy mums is what we all need. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/motherkind today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/motherkind.
So I think the biggest and most powerful tool that you can use there, if you are feeling self-conscious of how you look, is just remembering to get back into, how do I feel? Am I supporting my body with my choices? Am I speaking to my body kindly? How you feel is more important than how you look. Just like how your life feels is more important than how your life looks. It's not about what's on the outside. It's how you feel on the inside. That's the most important thing. So, you know, if you are punishing your body by binging, or you've like completely, you know, I hate this term, but let yourself go. If you feel like you've let yourself go in that you are not even making conscious choices around food anymore, you're just shoving anything in, then pay attention to that, but not in a way of like, I need to look better, but in a way of, I need to treat my body like I'm taking care of her. And then how you feel on the inside will be great. And then guess what? You know, things that change on the outside as a reflection of how you feel on the inside. So, you know, when you feel great in your body on the inside, the lens through which you see your body in the mirror changes. Of course, your body's going to be different after motherhood. Of course, you're not going to get that exact body back, but what you've got is even better.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, like, you want to pass down to your children, you know, you want to be a mother who feels good in her own skin so that your children pick that up. I think that's really important.